He's walking over to me, this must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about? I've got to tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you.
Hey, it's Addie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Meet Me at Our Spot by The Anxiety, Willow, and Tyler Cole. That was like the studio version, but they also just dropped a live version, which is really exciting. So if you like that song, definitely check out their live version, which is also great. And before that, I started a little early tonight, so extra buzzwords time. Before that, you heard the cover of Teenage Dirtbag by Cavetown featuring Chloe Moriondo. I don't know why, but I went for the past like actually 21 years of my life thinking that Teenage Dirtbag was by Nirvana. It's not. It's by Wheatus. So sorry to Wheatus and Nirvana fans, I guess, for that, but I've learned. I actually have another Nirvana cover coming down the line. Not another one. The only Nirvana cover you're going to hear tonight coming down the line later in the show. But that was not at all relevant to Nirvana, but, great cover. I love covers. I'm actually thinking about doing a cover show, where I just like compile a bunch of different covers that I like or think are interesting. And that one might make the cut. We'll see. But anyways, those are the last two songs you just heard. Up next is a request. This is The Day Brings. It's by the band Brad off of their 2019 album Interiors. Thank you so much for sending that one in, Susan, and thanks for listening. Here is The Day Brings. That was The Day Brings by Brad, and up next is another request. This one's from Greg. Thanks so much for listening. This is Stargazer by Mother Love Bone off of their 1990 album Apple. Enjoy. I'm That was Stargazer by Mother Love Bone. Up next, I have a few queued up all in a row. You're going to hear Spaceman by The Killers, which I was thinking about this. I think this is my favorite Killers song. I'm not sure if that's controversial or not, but you're going to hear Spaceman off of their 2017 album, Day and Age. After that, you're going to hear The Adults Are Talking by The Strokes off their 2020 album, The New Normal. And after that, you're going to hear a bit of a throwback, but also it's a remastered version, so not that much of a throwback. You're going to hear Unlovable by The Smiths. This was originally off of their 1986 album, The Queen Is Dead, but it's the remastered version, which came out in 2017, so I guess it's old, but also new. But up first, you're going to hear Spaceman by The Killers. Here it is.
With love. invitation to this life I give. You think you might cross over, you're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. You better look it over before you make that leap. And you know I'm fine, but I hear those voices at night. Sometimes they just my claim, and the public don't dwell on my transmission, 'cause it was
I don't have much in my life, but take it, it's yours.
You just heard Unlovable by the Smiths off of their 1986 album, The Queen is Dead, Deluxe Edition. And before that, you heard The Adults Are Talking by the Strokes and Spaceman by the Killers. I have a PSA for you. It is the dried fruit PSA, which is another classic. And I also have a fun fact to follow this. It's related to fruit. But the PSA is as follows. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent, natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the label to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I didn't realize when I started reading just how long their list of fruits is, but you do have a lot of options. The related fun fact is that I am in this class about bees, and I talk about bees all the time now, but one crazy thing that I learned today was about apple pollination, which you can eat dried apples. It's not on... Oh, it is on this list. Yeah, you can eat dried apples. Apple chips exist. Apple trees, so if you have like a Honeycrisp apple tree, for example, it needs to be pollinated with pollen from a different kind of apple, which is different from how most plants pollinate, where they need pollen from like their same species. But apples just need pollen from a different kind of apple. And then like the apple comes like on a Honeycrisp tree, say it gets Fuji pollen, then it comes out as a Honeycrisp apple because it's from the Honeycrisp tree. But you can't use like the seeds from that apple if you want more Honeycrisps. You have to like get a piece of the tree and plant your own tree, because all of the apple trees are like clones of each other, which is also why they can't self-pollinate, which is really interesting and crazy. And I don't actually think that I explained that in a way that is like sensical, so go Google that if you're interested in apple pollination. There's actually a lot of resources about it out there, so check that out and get your dried fruit in. With that, we're gonna jump right back into the music. Up next is a song by Alabama Shakes. They actually just came out with the deluxe edition of Sound and Color, which was like a shock to me. Not on my 2021 bingo card, because this album came out originally in 2015. So like a deluxe edition in 2021, I did not see coming. But it's very exciting, especially for people that are fans of Alabama Shakes. You're going to hear Joe, which they actually released a version of earlier, I think also in 2015. Could be wrong about that, but it was a live version at Austin City Limits. So this is like the studio recording, which is exciting to have out in the world. After Joe, you're going to hear Jerome, just because I thought it'd be kind of funny to have two J-name songs right after the other of also people names. And that's going to be by Lizzo off of her 2019 album, Cause I Love You. And then you're going to hear Cause I Love You off that same album, because I think it's the best song on the album. And I like am incapable of playing any song off that album without also playing Cause I Love You. So you're going to hear that tonight. But up first is going to be Joe by the Alabama Shakes, fresh off the presses, really. I'm here and I'm there.
If you want,
I never.
never said that you wasn't attractive. Your style and that beard, ooh, don't get me distracted. I'm trying to be patient, and patience takes practice. The fact is I'm leaving, so just let me have this
fucking feelings, yo. Once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even want a hoe no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little bit of Lizzo and some more. Trying to open up a little more. Sorry if my heart a little slow. I thought that again, I would do it for you all, my friend. Ready, baby? Will you be my man? Wanna put you on a plane, fly you out to wherever I am. Kept you on the low, I was ashamed. Now I'm crazy about to attach your name. I thought that
you just heard Cause I Love You by Lizzo, which if you haven't already seen it, she does an amazing version of that at NPR Tiny Desk concerts. My dad actually was the one that told me to watch her Tiny Desk concert, so thanks, Dad. If you haven't already seen it, you should watch it because it's amazing. And she does that one and two other songs. And now back here to this, it's not a concert, to this radio show. Before Cause I Love You, you heard Jerome, also by Lizzo, and Joe by the Alabama Shakes. Up next is a new-ish piece by Hippocampus. It's called Boys, and it's off of their it's like a single release in advance of their upcoming album, which I believe is coming out in February, called LP3. But here is Boys. After that, you're going to hear 'Cause I'm a Man by Tame Impala.
In the wind, you'll blow right by me, helicolightly. Hey, did your friends? It was exciting, I miss the fighting.
Thanks.
That was Cause I'm a Man by Tame Impala off their 2015 album Currents. And before that you heard, what did you hear? You heard Boys by Hippocampus, which is released, my screen says it came out in 2022, but that's like some time travel happening. It came out recently and it's gonna be again on their upcoming 2022 album LP3. Up next, it's the, I think I'm going to say penultimate song of the night, just to be crazy. You're going to hear Heart-Shaped Box, the Glass Animals cover. So here is actually a Nirvana cover. They released two covers on just a little release called Quarantine Covers EP. They did Heart-Shaped Box and they also did Young and Beautiful, which I highly, highly recommend if you have time to check it out. But I think they do a wonderful job with Heart-Shaped Box and really like bring their sound to it in a way that I think is really interesting. So I'm gonna play that for you and then I'll probably chat a bit more and then play one more song and sign off for the night. But here is Heart-Shaped Box, the Glass Animals cover.
She eyes me like a Pisces when I'm weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnetic trap. Wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever indebted to your priceless advice.
Alright, again, that was Glass Animals' cover of Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box, and that was from their Quarantine Covers released in 2020, which really takes me to thinking once again about doing a cover show. And that one, well, I've already played it tonight, so maybe it wouldn't make the cut, but if you have covers that you would like to hear in a cover show, let me know. Maybe I'll do that next week, maybe I won't. Gotta keep you all on your toes. But tune in again next week for another Buzzwords. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Addie, and you can hear me every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have one last song queued up for you tonight. This one is by Indigo D'Souza off of her 2018 album, I Love My Mom, and it's called Take Off Your Pants. I think this album has like several hits and classics on it, and I was debating between which one to play, but I've settled on this one, and I think it is a great one. And if you like it, she has several other albums. I'm kind of plugging this until I like get to the exact right time. Several other albums that you might enjoy as well. Also mostly just singles, but I think possibly another album. Okay, that's all. Again, this is WMFO, and here is Take Off Your Pants by Indigo D'Souza.